What up, what up, what up? Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of the Impact Sports Radio Show. And as we have indicated before, ISC is brought to you by Dark Hawk Nutrition. Dark Hawk Nutrition is the next evolution in sports supplements. Their pre-workout, protein, creatine, and other products are produced in FDA-approved facilities, third-party tested for quality, and are guaranteed clean. That's the clutch part. Guaranteed clean. So, folks, use the code IMPACT for 15% off of your entire selection at darkhawknutrition.com. That's code IMPACT for 15% off of your entire order at darkhawknutrition.com. Well, I'm coming to you live from sunny Bradenton, Florida, where I was hoping to provide some spring training coverage for Impact Sports Cincinnati. I was down in the area to check out a couple teams. I'm staying down here with my in-laws, my father-in-law, and well, easiest way to put it is that's not to be, because you know it went sideways on us, and unfortunately, baseball wanted to go a different direction, and that's what this podcast is going to be about today. So this is pretty much, let's be real, this is a flat out damn shame for anybody who is a baseball fan, whether it is, you know, a new fan or someone who's been around for many years. And it's just a flat out shame that it had to come to this, because the owners, in all seriousness, could have handled this much different, in my opinion. I think that, okay, while the lockout was okay at the beginning, neither side is free and clear, as neither side decided to send a proposal each direction. But that's not the point. The point is they are now trying, it's like they're trying to intentionally kill the game, because you can't go and put the game in this situation the way it is right now. 1994 was absolute hell for everyone, you know, and I'm sorry for all the sirens here. I apologize for that. We are Manatee County's hopping today. So we're going to go with that. But the problem with all of this is, going back to 1994, when the strike, now the owners locked out the players basically to prevent a strike here in this situation. Here's the issue. It never should have come to this point, period. Now there's a lot of animosity on both sides here. And that's obvious. You know, that is not, you know, I'm not coming out here with something, you know, brand new, you know, and saying, oh boy, this is, you know, earth-shattering news here, because it's not. But the problem we're running into is it never should have come to the point to where you're canceling regular season games. Plain and simple. Why? Because the owners could have simply lifted the lockout and allowed players to report to spring training. And that would have changed a lot. Because you allow players to report to spring training, you allow free agency to continue to keep going. That's what you have to do. Put these teams in position to be able to move forward with their teams. That way, when this gets taken care of, damn it, guess what? These teams are going to be ready to go. Because this, I'm so flustered, I can't even speak. If you lifted the lockout, if the owners lifted the lockout and said, okay, let's let everyone report, you still handle free agency, you still allow, arbitration meetings, you still allow that, and you allow teams to get together with their players who are, you know, maybe terms of the medical part of it. allow them to still meet and be together and, you know, and get this straight out, and you can negotiate the entire time. That's all that had to be done. Instead, it has gotten to the point to where, in this case, I'm more sympathetic to the players in this situation, because I think that they are getting a raw deal, and I think that's the side where I'm going to be coming from here. But it again, never should have come to this. Never should have come to this whatsoever. And just the way Major League Baseball has handled this entire situation is an absolute gong show. Opening day is canceled. Players hate the owners. They hate the commissioner, which in all fairness, not a lot of people are real big fans of Rob Manfred. And I know somebody whose dad went to school with Rob Manfred and said he's an absolute clown. I know other people that have talked and said they are not fans of, just the entire situation here and how it's handled. And a great tweet said this from Jeff Passan. This was on February 28th. He said, MLB did this. The owner's arrogance, the mistreatment of players, as the league threatens to turn its lockout into a canceled opening day. And then he talks about, you know, the story of how something so very avoidable grew into Rob Manfred's disastrous outcome. That is spot on. The owners seem like they are flat out hell-bent in canceling baseball games. And they were. And they did it. Now, the Major League Baseball, the players came back. This was their final, their previous offer. With CBT thresholds at 238, 244, 250, 256, and 263. So it increased every single year. The pre-R bonus pool was at $85 million with $5 million annual increases. Minimums, player minimums at $725,000 going up $20,000 a year. Major League Baseball's best and final offer was no changes to the CBT threshold, which is 220, 220, 220, 224, and then 230. A $5 million increase on the pre-R bonus pool from $25 million to $30 million. An increase of minimums to from $675,000 to $700,000, moving up $10,000 a year. Perfect. Meet in the middle of all those. Have the pre-R bonus pool be $55 million. And have it increase a certain amount of money each year. And the players would have been fine with an increase of the minimum salary of, I think, $700,000. Or start at $705,000 and go up $10,000 a year. The CBT threshold. Go to $230,000. And go from there, even if it stays. It's not that hard. But again, the owners had to choose and be an absolute jerk about it all. And it's a damn shame. It is a damn shame. Both sides met for God only knows how long the other day on Tuesday, on the 28th. Which was the league set, you know, deadline originally. They met for 12 plus hours. Good. That's the way it should have been. They then changed it to the soft deadline of March 1st and said, okay, we're going to make it here, because there was progress that was made. no reason it should have ever gotten to this. As soon as Major League Baseball, the owners came in on that first meeting on Monday the 28th and said that the league was willing to cancel a month worth of games, was not good. You're coming in immediately with, you know, arms out and guns a-blazing ready already. That's a threat immediately to the players. That can't happen. Simply cannot happen. And it's a damn shame Major League Baseball has chosen to go down this route. When the players want to play, the fans want everyone to play. And let's be real, the owners, they want to play baseball too. They do, because they're not making money if they don't. But it never should have gotten to this point. This is on Major League Baseball owners. Because again, their arrogance and their entire attitude during this entire thing is ridiculous. Their mentality has been nothing short of absolutely piss poor from December 1st all the way on. Again, I'm fine with the lockout being set, at the beginning of December. I'm fine with that. Nothing was going to be harmed. Yeah, we missed out on the MLB, the winter meetings, which that sucks. Winter meetings are awesome. But when you get to the point of canceling spring training, and now you're getting to the point of canceling the first two series of the season, are you kidding me? Major League Baseball and Rob Manfred should be absolutely embarrassed of themselves. They are absolutely ridiculous. And their whole handling of this has been nothing short of criminal. Absolutely unbelievable it got to this point. Again, never should have gotten there. It gets to the point where you sit there and you go, okay, in good faith, we're going to lift the lockout. Players will, they will report. Free agency will resume. And you go about it that way. You do all this stuff and you negotiate your ass off until you get something done. That's what you have to do. And that's where it comes down to. Never should have gotten to this point. Now I'm going to read a thread here from Jesse Rogers, let's see, of ESPN, where he's talking about his tweets here. This was about 10 o'clock this morning. He goes, as we wait for talks to restart today, wanted to give an optimistic viewpoint. They aren't that far apart. League/Manfred getting crushed was expected, but I looked back at some Path to Deal articles. Most are actually closer to the league offers. From January 5th, Jeff Passan wrote this via one owner, two league officials, two general managers, one assistant GM, four players, and one union official and two agents. One, raise minimum salaries to around $650,000, add a performance bonus pool for pre-arb players. Three, implement the universal DH, which that's going to happen. Expand the postseason from 10 to 14 teams, which I think players want 12, owners want 14. Remove indirect draft pick compensation for free agents. Six, make significant changes to the draft to disincentivize tanking and reward small markets. And the big one, raise the CBT threshold into the $230 million plus range and remove other restraints, including non-monetary and recidivism penalties. The last league offer was minimum up to $700,000. Yes to pre-arb pool, $30 million, PA at $85 million. Yes to the DH, actually give Players Association a choice for 12 teams. They want that. Six was done, and seven is done. Number seven, league starting at 220, union at 238. So 230 is in the middle. League dropped new penalties. See, I was spot on with that part there. Go to 230. That's right in the middle. And then Ken, he's also part of this, right? Ken Rosenthal suggests minimum at 700,000, done. Pre-arb at 40, definitely closer to the league offer than the union ask of 85 million. And CBT threshold between 225 and 230, again, closer to the league starting point of 220. Also said 14-team postseason, so league went even further by offering 12. Not that reporters are the final word on this stuff, but these points were made with information from people in the game. Outside the negotiating room, of course, league moved in union's direction at the end. Figure out the CBT and we have a deal. End. So that was from Jesse Rogers this morning about 10 a.m. Interesting stuff. Very, very interesting. So there is a path to a deal. And Jesse Rogers indicated it perfect from everything he's been reading, obviously from, you know, from different people who are involved with it all. There's a path for it. And it's going to happen, folks. Let's be real. Baseball's not going to be dead. Major League Baseball's not going away. Baseball will be here. The league's not going away. A new CBA will be done. But with that being the case, Major League Baseball and the owners have an absolute crap ton of repairing to do. Mike Trout came out and blasted the owners. You've seen stuff on, I think I saw something, Ross Stripling had mentioned something on Twitter. It was something that was retweeted. I think it was talking about Ross Stripling, another one. I've seen stuff from Alex Wood, I believe. Different players blasting baseball. Just when Major League Baseball was tearing it up in terms of the viewership was up. Major League Baseball helped get everyone through the pandemic in the summer of 2020. They played. Yeah, it was in front of empty stadiums. But we get to see baseball. That was before any other sports had really been playing. I believe MLS was playing during that time. But baseball is, you know, baseball is baseball in this country. And I'm a soccer guy too, believe me. I'm an all sports guy minus basketball, not a big basketball guy. But still, baseball viewership was on the rise and it was doing great. It was kicking butt. All for it to be thrown back and taken out like it is. With the greed and ridiculousness from Major League Baseball and the owners. Again, never should have come to this point. Never. Rob Manfred and the owners should be flat out embarrassed of themselves. Because again, we should be talking about spring training right now. And yes, I've had my trip planned down here to Florida. I've had it planned for months. I knew this was a possibility. As soon as they were locked down, I knew it was a possibility. Yeah, would it have been nice to come to see a bunch of spring training? You're damn right it would have been. But it is what it is. I understand that. But now, you know, you have a meeting today that only went like an hour and a half, I think is what it was. And that was there, you know, Jeff Passan tweeted out, this was 8 hours ago. But this was a one-on-one meeting between MLB's Dan Halem and MLBPA's Bruce Meyer. They were the lead negotiators for both parties. And they were in New York today. So this was the first meeting between the two sides since, you know, everything went sideways on Tuesday. That is a shame. I sit back and I look as a baseball fan. And some people, they just love Major League Baseball. They won't watch college baseball. Me, I love college baseball. Love it. And if you get a chance, you know, if you have ESPN Plus, watch college baseball. There's great stuff out there, folks. I'm telling you, you will not regret it. That's what you have to be excited for. Baseball's here. It's not going to go away again. Major League Baseball will be back. But will the fans be coming back? That is the major question. I don't think they're going to go away like they did in 1994. But a lot of damage has been done to Major League Baseball. Now, granted, here's the thing. In Cincinnati, we love baseball. And there's no better city in this country when the Reds are winning. There's no better city for baseball than Cincinnati. St. Louis is a great baseball town. Let's be real. And they've got a great reputation for it. But I would say when the Reds are doing well, and again, Cincinnati is so tired of losing. That's what was so great about the Bengals season this year. So we go from the Bengals losing the Super Bowl to now FC Cincinnati getting absolutely kicked right in the face in their opening match. To now the Cincinnati Reds, who are they're going to be an embarrassment this year as well, because Bob Castellini, he doesn't know whether to shit or wind his watch half the time. He's about as useless of an owner as you're going to get. Wanted to go out and spend money, now doesn't want to. It's going to be a long summer in Cincinnati. But for the one day we had, opening day, the hope was there. That's what is so beautiful about opening day in Cincinnati. Now, we're not going to get that. It's not going to be the same. Now, we have two series that were canceled that we're going to miss out on because of the greed and ridiculousness of Major League Baseball and the owners. The players want to get paid, and I don't blame them. Like Lance McAllister always says, you don't buy jerseys of the owners. You don't pay money to go watch the owners. You pay money to watch the players and you buy their merchandise. There you go. The players are the ones that bring you to the ballpark, and the players are the ones that make you watch on TV. With revenue skyrocketing, the players deserve to get a bigger piece of that chunk there. Just like in any other company, I guarantee if a company's profits are going up, you as a hardworking employee would like to see some probably residuals from that. And if you don't, good on you. Then you must be with the owners. But any, I would say, normal person, and I'm tired of hearing all the owners and the millionaires and billionaires complain to each other. I hate hearing that. Because again, you don't pay money to watch the owners. You pay money for the players. That's who you pay money to go watch. And they deserve to get paid. And they want players that are younger than them, the younger players, to get taken care of as well. They don't want to see teams tank and be rewarded for it. Completely agree. As nice as it is for the Cincinnati Reds, who are probably going to suck this year and lose a pretty good amount of games, get a higher draft pick, yeah, that's always great. But I don't think they should consistently be rewarded for that. For the Pittsburgh Pirates, who are an absolute joke and fail to go out and spend money, they're the problem. They're the problems. These teams are the problems. And they are the ones that should not be rewarded for mediocrity. That is where we're at. So good on the players. I'm proud of them for sticking together and staying tough in all this. They deserve a lot of credit for it. Because there's, no reason it should have ever come to this. I can't say that enough. I've probably said it 40 times already in this podcast. But it's true. and never should have gotten to this point. A simple lifting of the lockout, allowing teams to do their regular business, go about free agency as normal, and continue to negotiate your ass off is how you handle this situation. Instead, the greed was too much. And now, Rob Manfred, you, sir, and your cronies, the owners, are to blame for any damage that has been done to this amazing game of baseball. This is all on you. And I saw the tweet the other day. I can't remember who tweeted it. It was Barstool, I think, originally tweeted out, or someone from Barstool tweeted it out. It was a picture of Rob Manfred smiling after he had announced the cancellation of games. That's the face of pure evil right there in sports, that is. Obviously, we have other situations, you know, and I'm not going to compare it to that, so don't even go there. But that is just evil. When it comes to sports, that is the face of evil. Rob Manfred, again, should be embarrassed for how this entire negotiation, the entire situation has played out. But folks, I'm telling you, baseball is still here. And with college baseball, my goodness, folks, it is great. The Cincinnati Bearcats just walked off Ohio State yesterday, which was awesome, and a nice midweek game. We had NKU, my alma mater, the NKU Norse, go down to Mississippi State and knock off the, I think at this point they were the 6th or 7th ranked team in the country, Mississippi State, on the Friday night game, 7-6. College baseball is fantastic, folks. I'm telling you, give it a shot. Go watch it. Totally worth your time. You won't regret it, I promise you. So, well, that's going to wrap it up for this episode here. I will be back. Nick Cimino and myself are going to be back discussing Cincinnati Bengals and their offseason plans on how they're going to handle different things in terms of, like I said, free agency, the draft, and basically their plan of attack for that. So we are going to do a podcast on that, like I said, where we're going to discuss, you know, that part about it with the Cincinnati Bengals. I am looking to do a college baseball roundup, a tri-state baseball roundup where I'll talk about the series from NKU, UC, Xavier, Miami, the D1 teams around the area here. I'm looking at doing that. That's going to really, you know, depend on what, you know, in terms of schedule-wise. So, as always, thank you guys so much for tuning in to the episode here. You can follow us on Twitter at @IamChrisAsbrock and at @IsCincy. Make sure you check out the website at www.iscincy.com. And as always, Impact Sports Cincinnati is brought to you by Dark Hawk Nutrition. Dark Hawk Nutrition is the next evolution in sports supplements. Their pre-workout, protein, creatine, and other products are produced in FDA-approved facilities, third-party tested for quality, and are guaranteed clean. Folks, use the code IMPACT for 15% off the entire selection at darkhawknutrition.com. That is code IMPACT for 15% off of your entire order at darkhawknutrition.com. I actually have some products coming in the mail. They should be delivered by the time I get home. And I will tell you what, I'm jacked. It is the test booster and also the thermogenic. So I cannot wait to get that going as I am on my path to getting skinny and looking good once again. So as always, thank you guys so much for your support and stay tuned as we will be back coming up with another show. Take care, everybody.